This is part three of the licensing agreement between SkyCore and EarthLab International, Inc. I'm on page 7 of 26. I'm in article 1, number 3. Failure to apply for patent. Licensee agrees the license in this article 1 shall not be affected by failure of licensor to apply for a patent in any country referred to in this agreement, or by any inability of licensor to prosecute to allowance any patent applied for by licensor in any country referred to in paragraph 1 above, and no such failure or inability shall in any way diminish or otherwise affect licensee's obligation to pay licensor the license fee agreed in this agreement to be paid to licensee. Number 4. Recitals. The parties agree that the recitals set out in the foregoing shall form part of this agreement as if included in it as provisions. Number 5. A main objective. The parties agree that one of their main objectives under this agreement is to develop the widest possible market in the territory for CSC Formula 23.1 and consequently to train and to certify concrete applicators in the territory in the shortest possible time without diminishing or negatively affecting the quality of the training. Licensee agrees to exploit its license hereunder with diligence and expedience. Time shall be of the essence of this agreement. Article 2, heading, First Original Territories of License, and in parentheses, Exclusive and Non-Exclusive. Number 6, the territory. The first license, granted by licensor to licensee, applied in the territory, which consisted of the Fergus area, specified by being outlined in red on Schedule A, here too, this license included a non-exclusive license in Canada and is extendable, option, to the other territories specified in Schedule B, here too. 7. Fergus Territory. Licensor hereby acknowledges receipt of payment by licensee SkyCore International to licensor of the royalty in full of $23,456 United States dollars, U.S. 23,456 at 1.3005 on June 15, 1993 for 10,000 Canadian and at 1.2685 on June 30, 1993 for 20,000 Canadian as the royalty to become an exclusive licensed applicator in the Fergus, Ontario area indicated by shading on a map attached as Schedule A hereto, and licensor hereby declared the territory included the Fergus, Ontario area indicated by shading on the map attached as Schedule A hereto. Number 8. Canada. Licensor hereby acknowledges that the receipt of the payment by licensee SkyCore International of U.S. $23,456 on June 30, 1993 as the royalty for the exclusive license in the Fergus area also became a non-exclusive national licensed applicator with right to operate and sub-license others to operate in Canada, and licensor hereby declares the territory includes Canada on a non-exclusive basis. Heading, Second Non-Exclusive International Charter, and in parentheses, Non-Exclusive. Number 9. United States of America. Licensor hereby acknowledges receipt of payment by licensee of U.S. $42,000 on or before September the 5th, 1993, as the royalty to become a non-exclusive international licensed applicator with right to operate and to sublicense others to operate in the United States of America, and licensor hereby declares the territory includes the United States of America. Number 10. United Mexican States. Subject to receipt by licensor of payment by licensee of, state the amount here, on or before, state the date here, as the royalty to become a non-exclusive international licensed applicator with right to operate and to sublicense others to operate in the United Mexican States. 11. Central American and Caribbean countries and territories governed by nations within the territory. Subject to payment on or before the 5th day of December 1993 by licensee to licensor of the option fee of U.S. 35 cents per 1,000 national population, the territory be extended to include the Central American and Caribbean countries listed in Schedule B hereto, on or before 5 o'clock p.m. EDT on the 5th of December 1993, licensee agrees to determine its level of interest in each country listed in Schedule B, for which licensor has given licensee an option to include in the territory and to exercise its option and pay the licensor the option exercise fee of U.S. 35 cents per 1,000 population of each country designated for inclusion in the territory. The option exercise fees for each country are shown in the column entitled Royalty, option in Schedule B hereto. Every option not so exercised expires at 5 o'clock p.m. on the 5th day of December 1993, and every country in respect of which an option expires shall not be part of the territory. The aggregate option exercise fee for all countries is $161,850. The option exercise fees paid by licensee shall be credited by licensor against the last 16 installments of the minimum royalty installments payable by the licensee hereunder. The amount of the aggregate option exercise fee is shown in Schedule C, and the minimum royalty installments for quarters 7 through 22 have been adjusted downward by U.S. $161,850 as if the option were exercised in full for all countries listed in Schedule B. To the extent licensee does not exercise its option to extend the territory to all countries listed in Schedule B, then those countries shall be deleted from Schedule B, and the aggregate amount of royalty paid in order to allow the licensee specify an entire country as an area in which its license is to be exclusive must be recalculated. Similarly, the minimum installments shown in Schedule C for quarters 7 through 22 must be revised upward. Forthwith, after expiry of the options, licensor shall revise Schedules B and C and shall provide copies of the revised schedules to licensee. The parties shall replace the schedules attached to this agreement at the time it was signed with the revised schedules.